This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. We are ever so grateful because God is good. He woke us up this morning. Oh, yes, He did. He set us on our way. He has extended grace, mercy, and love here this night. Hallelujah. Let's go up to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves in the mighty hand today. Just to thank you and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides be there, there's no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as I get out of the way, that you may have your way here today, in the name of Jesus. Hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint his lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. In Jesus' precious and holy name, thank you for answering prayers and honoring requests, but most of all, for saving souls, that the kingdom of God may grow. Thank you, Father God, that the word says, where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have any Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Psalms, Psalms 101, verse 6, and we also will be looking at Proverbs 28, verse 20. Hallelujah. And the word of God says in Psalms 101, verse 6, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a blameless way, he shall serve me. Proverbs 28, verse 20, a faithful man will abound with blessings, but he that hasteneth to be rich shall not go unpunished. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. And we thank God again for having this opportunity to come to you through the use of the internet. We thank God that that He have allowed us to bring forth His word today. We may be teaching and preaching on a local level, but we're reaching on a global level through the use of the internet. So we ask that you pray for us and with us. And for those that will be tuning in, we thank God in advance for you. We thank God that, hallelujah, for those that will be listening at a later date, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will rest upon the word of God and draw people to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because the word says, he that wins souls is wise. So let us be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, but reaching out, going beyond the four walls of a building, going to the byways and the highways, and compelling people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, hallelujah, faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. Faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. Again, here in Proverbs 28, verse 20, it says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. There are two types of blessings in general. The first kind is known as the common blessing, such as the rain, the sunlight, and others. You know, God, he rains on the just as well as the unjust. One doesn't have to be a faithful child of his in order to receive these first type of blessings. The rain comes, like what we are experiencing today. The sunlight, air that we breathe, hallelujah. God have generally supplied this earth, that it has the resource to supply for all, each and every need. Now, the other kind of blessing is known as the unique blessing, which includes both spiritual and material riches, which is only available to God's children. Yes, we all are creation of God, but we don't become a child of God until we reunite our fellowship with God the Father through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. In the book of Psalms 62, verse 5, it says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation, my hope is from him. So people of God, all of us are forced at times in life to wait. And waiting is a time when our faithfulness is put to the test. Yes, how many have gone to a hospital or gone on an appointment and it puts you in a waiting area because they may have been at a standstill, back up with in what they wanted to accomplish for that day. Waiting will test our patience. Waiting will sometimes cause discomfort for us. But being faithful is when our faith is being put to a test. We are to be faithful in realizing who we are and whose we are in Christ. Because faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. We also need to be faithful to God's word. We need to know the word of God for ourselves in order for us not to sin on purpose. Yes, as long as we're in this end, we will sin. But we thank God because he has allowed us the liberty to get right. To get right. Right with him. The Bible says that a born-again believer, when we miss the mark and we fall short, the word says in 1 John 1, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, he that is born of God does not sin. Sure, our flesh is still has to be under subjection. Our lustful desires, we have to be delivered from. But we all in a process. We all are on the potter's wheel. God is stripping us. He's molding us. He's making us. He's stretching us each and every day. Thank God for that process that is taking place. Thank God for being merciful and patient with each and every one of us. Yes, faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. In the book of Psalm 119, verse 11, the word said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Believers of Christ, God will certainly bless when you abide in his word. If you abide in his word, and his word abides in you, you can be able to act what you will. And in God's timing, he will see fit to release it to you. So people of God, the local is our, is a place of assembly, a place where we can come together to be faithful to the things of God. So the local church is every Christian spiritual family. God has led us to a place that he has assigned for us to be planted, for us to bloom at. A lot of times we get ourselves in trouble because we want to be church hopping. We want to go where we want to go. We must seek God's face about the place that he wants us to go, that he will, that he has ordained in this season. So Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, which includes daughters too. So once we find out where God wants us to be, find that local assembly. Not forsake yourself from the assembly, but go as the Spirit leads you and be grounded where God has planted you. Stay there until God say move, so that you may grow. We must desire the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow in the things of God. Don't be like the woodpecker, like a woodpecker Christian, that go from one church to another because of maybe dispute that is going on over the leadership or other believers. Yes, we must get to the place where we can mature in the things of God. Hallelujah. Faithfulness to one's local church is best expressed by his or her obedience to the leadership that God has entrusted us under. That's why the word says for us to pray and ask the Lord, because we don't want to be men pleasers, but we want to be God pleasers. So a faithful person will be richly blessed, but one who is eager to get rich will not go unpunished or will not be innocent. Faithful is used of someone who has a firm and constant devotion to something to which he or she is united by, as if by a promise or a pledge. I'm going to say that again. Faithful is used of someone who has a firm and constant devotion to something to which he or she is united by, as if by a promise or a pledge. Faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. Yes, the word of God is true. The word of God is real and it's settled. The word of God is established in heaven. God wants it to be established here on earth. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2, it says, "Moreover, it is required in steward that a man be found faithful. It is a requirement as a child of God that we be found faithful. Faithful in the things of God. For Christian, faithfulness occurs when we allow the Lord Jesus Christ to reproduce himself in us, or when we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and he become transformed by his life. Yes, faithfulness for a Christian happens, it occurs when you allow the Lord Jesus Christ to reproduce himself in you. In other words, that's why it says, like a sheep begets a sheep. So we are called to witness. We are called to go out and tell people, because we are the church, to tell people about Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of our life, the one that went to Calvary's cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, the one that bridged the gap between God and man, who made it possible for us to be back in fellowship with God the Father, because he became that perfect sacrifice, hallelujah, for all mankind. Christian faithfulness is a quantity that God wants to produce, to reproduce in us through the salvation that comes in Christ Jesus. It is another quality of maturity to be brought in the life of a Christian. Jesus Christ is our set example. He is our supreme example and model of faithfulness. Faithfulness is a rare virtue today in 2020, though it is very precious. Hallelujah. It's very rare that you'll find a faithful man or faithful woman that has a commitment, deep commitment to the things of God, because faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. So people of God, there are areas of life where people are being most unfaithful, which can hinder the blessings of God. All know personally and our walk with God whether we are faithful in the things of God or not. So we must examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we are in the faith. Yes, it's our job to seek the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. Draw him out of him, and he'll draw him out of you. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added to you. There are areas in our lives where we need to ask the Lord to help us to be faithful in all areas so that we may not be hindered from the blessings of God coming in our lives. You see, faithfulness, we must be faithful, first of all, to the reading of God's word, which is essential, very important for a believer of Christ. In 2 Timothy 2:15, the word says, for us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So therefore, everyone who confesses their trust in Jesus should be faithful to the word of God by waiting on God for leading and guiding and supporting on a daily basis. The word says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own all understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. You see, God has called us to be a one spirit, a one body. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10 says, now I beseech thee, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there is no division, no skimming, no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind, and in the same mind, and in the same spirit. Hallelujah. You see, a faithful member in a local church will be obedient to the instruction of the leaders and the command of the scriptures given on peaceful relationship among members. I'm going to say it again. This is a spiritual nugget that you should take into consideration. As being a faithful member in a local church, you will be obedient to the instruction that's given of that spirit-filled leader and the command of the scriptures given on peaceful relationship among members. Yes, they will also support the ministry of the church to the best of their abilities, therefore opening up the doors for God's blessing to come in. Yet this is a responsibility for each and every one of us as a child of God, as being a faithful member in God's house, in his body. God have placed us where he sees fit to use us for his glory. And we in turn, when we come in unity, we will support the ministry of the church in all of our giving, all of our ability, all of our faithfulness. We dare to build up and not to tear down. We dare to add, not to subtract. See, the word says in John 10:10, that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So we don't want to cause division, because where division is, the author of confusion is, it's not of God, it's of the devil. So we must not let flesh flare up. Yes, we may have different opinions, but we have to keep in mind, be mindful that God is in charge, that God is who he wants to please. So we will do our best to be a blessing to someone else. So people of God, we must be faithful in our commitment, faithful in our relationship, in our family, our friends. Hallelujah. So because faithfulness is the key to God's blessing, so as Christians in the home, as a family, husbands and wives, the scripture lays down standards by which we can be proclaimed as being faithful. And the word gives us, hallelujah, it gives us an outline of what the family is supposed to be about. and husbands, it is imperative, mandatory, necessary for you to love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for you, according to Ephesians 5, verse 25. It is very important to remember that such a house, that such a home will be able to reproduce, will be able to produce godly children. Children are a blessing from God. Children also, in return, in the structure of the home, should obey their parents, because this is the first commandment with promise. Hallelujah. When a disobedient child is not faithful to God or to his family, to his father and mother, him or her service will not be acceptable to God, and neither will they receive the blessings that come from being faithful. So we as parents must set an example for our children. The word says, for it's a train of a child in the way that they should go, and they won't depart from it. They may stray a little, but eventually they'll come back to their roots. If we have taken the time and taught them the command of the law, the word of God, as being a true foundation for their lives. Because faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. God is good and worthy to be praised.
Oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. We are thankful and grateful for God tonight. We are thankful and grateful that we serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs of our head. We thank God because he is merciful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows where, he knows what we're going through. He knows what's best for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So again, tonight we are talking about faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. Here in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, the A clause of the verse says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is loyal to him." The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is loyal to him. You see, God knows our heart. He knows our motives. So in order for us to be faithful for to him, we have to be real, honest, open to the things of God. Bible says Isaiah 1:18, "Come, let us reason together. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool." So first of all, we got to be right with God. We got to get to the point where we may fool some of the people some of the time. We may fool some of the people all the time. You can't fool yourself, and you can't fool God. So faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. Our faithfulness to God is not an option. So believers of Christ, faithfulness, again, is not an option in our relationship with the Creator. Loyalty and love for God is shown by our obedience, by our obedience to him, by obeying God. You see, God expects and he demands allegiance from his servants. I'm going to say it again. God expects and demands allegiance from his servants. Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 21, as Christians, we should all desire to hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the kingdom, into the joy of the Lord." Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening and those that will be listening at a later date, when we come to the end of this life, when God sees fit to pluck us out of here, that's why we have to be in a hurry. We must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. We must be about our Father's business. We must be praying and asking the Lord to cross paths with people that don't know Jesus Christ. Ask him to give us boldness as a lion, that we may be able to blow the trumpet of Zion and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because the hope for this world that we are living in, which is dark and fallen, which is full of sin, the hope that lies within us as born-again believers, as faithful, committed ones, we must share and let people know there is a better way. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And once we do our job aggressively, fully, and wholly, doing what thus says the Lord, being led by the Holy Spirit. I cannot prepare people's hearts to receive his word in spirit and in truth. This we can hear when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. When we can hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the jar of the Lord. Because faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. Again, Jesus Christ is our great example of faithfulness. His single personal desire was that the Lord's will, was that the Father's will could be done in his life. And we as believers of Christ, followers of his, should have the same zeal and desire that the Father's will could be done in our lives. You see, obedience does not come naturally. No, obedience is learned by the things which you are willing to suffer. Again, Jesus suffered, and he is our set example. So we as followers of his must be willing to suffer a little bit. We must be willing to get out of our comfort zone and get a little discomfort. We must be willing to go the extra mile to reach out to others. If we can be a blessing to them, we must do that. Because ministry is about people. Ministry is about reaching out to those that may be less fortunate than you are. Reaching out on a spiritual basis, whether physically or spiritually, reaching out to others to help them along the way, to give them a hand up instead of a hand out. Hallelujah. Again, Jesus is our set example. Here the word says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus, though he was the Son of God, yet he learned obedience by the things which he saw. So people of God, we must learn to be faithful in all areas of our lives. When we are faithful to God, it has an effect on every area of our lives. Yes, we must be unwavering in every situation in this life that may come our way. We must take a stand for righteousness. We must be bold as a lion to tell others about Jesus. Even though they may cause everything but a child of God, we still can't let fear stop us from proclaiming that Jesus Christ, he is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one that went to Calvary, shed his blood for you and me and all mankind. He became that ultimate sacrifice. Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, of his blood, there would be no remission of sin. So, child of God, yes, you must be unwavering in every situation that life brings your way. As a believer of Christ, your habits must be to obey God promptly and continuously. Psalms 101, verse 6 says, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a blameless way, he shall serve me. So faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. Here, people of God, our goal should be to be someone that God can trust to carry out his instruction. Yes, trust, we must trust the Lord with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love, hallelujah, others as God loves us. You see, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. Indeed. So we must be determined to please God in our thoughts, in words, and in every action that we do. Because actions speak louder than words. We as God's people must be an example to those around us, those that are watching our lives. We must live a life that is pleasing to God. So, believer in Christ, when you stay faithful to our Lord, the church as a whole will gain members. Because every member is a part of all the other members of the church. A church body working together. The church is a, hallelujah, is an organism that's steady being evolving and evolving and evolving. Hallelujah, daily. In the book of Romans, verse 4 and 5, it says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ. And every one members one of another. You see, Jesus, he is the head of the church, and the members make up the body. So in Christ, we are in partnership and fellowship with one another and with the Lord. You see, the church grows only because God blessed the efforts of the faithful, pray his word, and serve others. Yes, the church locally, the church globally, and only grows because God blesses the efforts of the faithful as they spread his word and serve others. Yes, faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. So people of God, people of Christ, when we stay faithful to our Lord, he has true servants. You see, servanthood is at the heart of our salvation. Jesus said in Matthew 20, verses 27 through 28, and whosoever shall be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of God, or the Son of Man, came not to be served, but unto, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for men. Jesus here, he's teaching us that to save your life, you must be willing to lose it in service to others. Believers of Christ, when we stay faithful to our Lord, Jesus Christ, other Christians gain a true brother or sister in the Lord, because faithfulness is the key to God's blessing. Those that love and serve God faithfully are a blessing to other Christians, to other believers of Christ. Because when we stay faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the community gains a powerful Christian influence It is God's will that Christians shine His light in a world of darkness. Here in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 15, the Apostle Paul, he wrote to Philippians, to the Philippian church, saying that ye may be blameless and innocent, the children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Believers of Christ, we must remember at all times who we are. We are children of God who belong to God, because we have been called and adopted into God's family. So when we, as followers of Christ, go out into the world, we are representing our Heavenly Father. Also remember, at all times, where we are living in a world full of darkness and corruption. The darkness and corruption is often deep and ugly. But we, as children of God, we must be set example of a changed life. So, believer of Christ, we are here in this world of darkness to reflect the light of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to accept the word of God into our lives and to shine brightly as we give up that same word of God to this dark and fallen world that's filled with iniquity. The very life of a Christian must be honored to serve Jesus and His cause. Yes, we're not above the mask. They came against Him. They'll come against us. Bible says all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13, it says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its flavor, by what shall it be salted? If it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. So when we stay faithful to our God, to our Lord, we save our own soul. Because the Bible says, for us to examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith on a daily basis. Because faithfulness is the key to God's blessings in our lives. Here in the book of Hebrews, 10, verse 39, it says, but we are not of them who draw back unto destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Those who stay faithful save their souls. The Apostle Paul here is urging the Christians not to abandon their faith in Christ. Remember, believers of Christ, the difficult comes not in obtaining faith, but in maintaining your commitment and dedication to Christ over the years while we are here. Regardless of anything or anyone that you might be surrounded by or with you, you must stay true to your conversion the Christian faith. Yes, it may not be easy, but we must take a stand for righteousness' sake. Psalm 86, verse 2 says, "Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou, my God, save thy servant that trusted in thee." Remember, brothers and sisters, that our soul is at stake. So as a Christian, as a believer of Christ, stay faithful to the Lord in your daily walk with him. Stay faithful in your daily Bible study, also in your commitment to God and in your daily lifestyle. You see, the Christian that remains faithful is a blessing to others and will be blessed eternally. God's word says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and Jesus will give you a crown of life." Always, believers of Christ, think about your eternal home and stay faithful to God. Again, here, brothers and sisters of Christ, we are talking about faithfulness as being the key to God's blessing. We hope and pray through the teaching of the Word of God here tonight that there was something that was said that have brought encouragement and exhortation to your soul. There was something that was said that caught your attention that will help you with your walk with Christ. Again, in Psalms 119, verse 11, it says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin." There may be one or there may be some, after listening to the word of God tonight, that the word of God have pricked your heart, have brought you to a place for you to consider what have been said. Yes, you have tried everything else. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do for the day. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. This may be the last time that you'll hear about Jesus. We're not promised tomorrow, but this day is your time. Come to a place in your life where you realize you need help on a spiritual basis. You need help. Now, you need to get out of the way and let God have his way. Bible says, first of all, you have to repent of your sin and let God know how sorry you are for the way that you've been living, for the way that you have broken his commandment. Come to him on bended knees and bow down heads and repent. Say the sinner's prayer. Mean it from your heart. Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God have raised Jesus from the dead, for which your heart should believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation." Yes, God is still merciful. He's still in the soul-saving business. He's still in the miracle-working business. If that's you tonight, and you have come to a place of totally giving your life to him, of totally accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, I want to be the first one to welcome you to the beloved family of God. The angels in heaven is rejoicing. Heaven is standing at attention over the confession of one saved person here tonight. We thank God for his word. We thank God because he's merciful and he's gracious. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. If you would like to get in contact with Apostle W. T. Bow or Prophetess Lisa T. Bow, you can write us, amen, at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, we would like for you to share the broadcast. Let people know that we'll be on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. And Lord impressed upon you to send a prayer request or a love offering. You can send it at Cedar Faith Evangelist, Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Good night.